Howdy, folks. You know, if some of you young mothers have trouble making your small youngsters eat their lunch, the way to persuade them is just tell them to make believe it's sand. This is Pat Buttram for a delicious double mint chewing gum with Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment time. And speaking of children, they sure come up with some cute remarks, don't they? Like one little boy, he defined rhubarb as celery that's all bloodshot. The one I like, though, is down home in Winston County, where children are much smarter than they look. And it's a good thing we are, too. Anyway, the teacher asked the class there, what three animals are peculiar to the Arctic zone? And a youngster got up, he said, three animals peculiar to the Arctic zone are the lion, giraffe, and elephant. They'd be very peculiar up there. And he was right, too. He was, but as youngsters, they always are right a lot of times. But us grown-ups, we're always expecting you boys and girls to give a reason for everything you do. You notice that? So if you kids are explaining to Mom and Dad how it's healthful to chew double mint gum, well, tell them that the healthful chewing helps to clean your teeth. And then remember to chew healthful double mint after every meal. That's the time you know your teeth need to get a little cleaning. You won't forget that now, will you? Double mint after every meal. And now here are four male adults, the Hollerin' Quartet. They're going to sing Sawani.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammies waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home. I know my mammy is waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore.
Well, that was short and sweet there. Let's sort of balance it off here by enjoying some delicious double mint gum, which is long-lasting and refreshing tasting. You know, one thing we can look forward to maybe sometime next month, they say, is some brand new $1 bills. About 10 million of them, and I hope you get your share. They'll be the first bills to have the motto, In God We Trust, printed on them. You know, we print about 12 billion $1 bills each year. They wear out, they say, in about 10 to 11 months. I guess that's what we mean by a fast buck. Hmm? Well, I don't know. I've never had a dollar bill to wear out in my hands, but I've had them burn a hole in my pocket. Well, now here to keep the music going round, we have the Buttram Symphony. If we can wake them up, they sure enjoying their comfort there. Well, when you chew double mint gum for a little enjoyment, you're apt to get more than you ever hope for, you know, in the way of helps and comfort. Now, for example, the cool, clean flavor of Double Mint freshens your taste and, you know, helps keep your mouth moist and comfortable. And that can make all the difference, you know, between feeling out of sorts or being happy and contented. Yes, sir, the good you get from a little old stick of Double Mint adds up mighty big. You buy some today and see, huh? Well, John Philip Sousa was the master creator of march music. And one of the Sousa favorites, they say, is Under the Double Eagle. Well, that's what the Buttram Symphony is gonna get under right now. You know, I had to smile the other day listening to a woman telling about the equality of the sexes, how women are just as smart as men, just as strong, just as everything as men. And I never figured a woman was man's equal. She's his superior, I think. when she hollers about equality with man, she's selling herself short. I never thought women were as smart as men. They're smarter. They don't work as hard as men. They work harder. Of course, some men resent women at work because, they don't like the idea of seeing the opposite sex doing as good or a better job than they are doing, see? I haven't any figures on it, but you'll find out that in America, the biggest percentage of wives don't go to work every day. These are the women who make our great men by doing their job as women at home. These home women, they don't earn money maybe, but they encourage and inspire men to earn more and to do more for their wives and their families, believe me. Well, now it's about Buttram bonus time, I think. Well, today for our Buttram bonus, I'm going to tell you what to take with you when you go to the college football game this fall. First thing to remember to take is a portable radio. This way, you see, you can listen to the game you're watching, and you can tell what's going on there. And it's also a wonderful thing to have because, you know, sometimes a game is not interesting. So with the radio, you can just tune in another one somewhere, see? That's not only a happy diversion, but it's a lot of fun. I mean, it'd be confusing to folks sitting around you. They're watching one game, and they're listening to another one. Half the time they won't know who's winning or losing or even who's playing, huh? Now you'll want to a thermos bottle full of hot coffee. You better make that two thermos bottles, because whoever's with you is sure to want his coffee black, and you just can't drink it without cream and sugar. Don't take any sandwiches to the game. That's because whoever has the sandwich concession at the stadium, they'll get mad. And you can't blame him. I mean, you wouldn't want to have him come to your house for dinner and bring his own pickled pig's feet, would you? No. Well, that's the main things to take to a football game, our Buttram bonus for today. Yeah. Oh, be sure to take along double mint chewing gum, too. Because, that smooth, pleasant chewing, it makes a game easier to enjoy, you know. You get wonderful, long-lasting satisfaction. You just try it for yourself and see. Refreshing, delicious, double mint chewing gum. And here's now Paula Richards and the Halloran Quartet with the voice in the old village choir. Well, you know, delicious double mint chewing gum brings you just entertainment every day. And double mint brings you long-lasting enjoyment and many healthful aids when you enjoy it every day, too. It's always light and pure and wholesome. It's good, and it's good for you. So have all the double mint you want, will you? Now, this is Pat Buttram, and remember that the man who boasts about his ancestors, he's confessing that he belongs to a family that's better dead than alive. You know? Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.